Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Rolling to his left is Fields. Has time. Pressure coming from Epinesa. Now going to tuck it and run. And he's decked from behind. Ball is out. And the Bills have the football for the second straight week. Joey Bosa forces a fumble. And this time, the Bills are all over it.
And the defense did some really good things. It was good to see them really disciplined, playing hard, playing a relentless style of defense, taking the ball away, and being able to close the game out.
Fields under center, fakes the handoff, going with an end around, and the Bills have it sniffed out. Christian Benford dives deep into the backfield and drops him. Fields back to pass, and he's sacked. Joey Bosa forces another fumble. The Jets hop on the football, but Joey Bosa has made his presence felt today. Back-to-back plays, getting hits on Fields, and his second forced fumble of the game.
They understand what type of defense they can be. They went out there and they played extremely well. That's the standard that we're looking from them, and they understand that. But very proud of how those guys attacked the entire week of practice, stepped up to the occasion. Now in a short week, we gotta do the same thing again on Thursday.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Football Monday on WGR brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. What's next is Miami. Make it interesting one of these years. Somebody, can anybody just sort of show up to play against this team in the division, or is that just not going to ever happen? I mean, wow. Yesterday was like an NBA game where it's early in the season and I don't know who's good anymore, but I don't want to make the show sound so old, just use like sort of the Lakers and Clippers realm of teams, but one team is just like way better, and you kind of know. Hockey isn't even like this. You kind of know, sitting down to watch that game, if you're a fan of the lesser team, like you have almost no chance. Almost like wrestling. This I did not think of this game as that before it happened.
No, it didn't feel that way going in because of the, you know, comparisons style-wise that, you know, the challenges that the Jets presented, at least that we thought they presented, from a running the ball standpoint, a physicality standpoint. But, yeah, they were just no match. I mean, the Bills just, right from the start of this game, dominated it. They needed some help from the Jets in the form of penalties to get their offense on track early, but it didn't matter because the Jets were not going to move the ball. They just could not do anything on offense in this game. It reminded me of the way the Patriots used to look when they'd come in here to play the Bills. Not all the time, but occasionally just sort of felt like, did they even try? Did they even use their best stuff? I mean, what do we do? Just the Bills just showed up and sort of, yeah, workmanlike, I don't know, workmanlike slash dominant is what yesterday felt like. Punch in, get some points. They can't touch you. Punch out. Go home.
I mentioned New England in that way yesterday, but I don't even remember many games like that here, at least, where you kind of you're hoping that you can beat them, but it's just like not even close. This game yesterday, if I'm a Jets fan at this game, I'm ready to leave in an hour. Like, it's just, I'm punting at 20-0. Or no, the 51-yard field goal for 20-3. Mm-hmm. Then I'm punting on another similar kind of situation. And like, my guys just don't want to be here. Like, this isn't really sports. This isn't like we're trying to win. This is what? Building a culture and all that stuff. Like, just
keep it close.
Yeah, I mean, there were lots of Bills games like that.
Mm-hmm.
But man, what a demoralizing result for New York yesterday to like not even belong on the same field. I mean, that doesn't happen. That hasn't happened between these two teams in New York in a long time. But it was That's like that. Yesterday. And to maybe compound it, you're hoping after last week that your quarterback might be something. You know, you've got a young, talented, athletic player, and he had a very good game against the Steelers, even though they lost. And then, like, not at all in this game, and he gets hurt. Just, I mean, an all-time bad day for the Jets. I mean, not to make it about them, but, you know, as far as the Bills go, we weren't sure about their defense. And I want to kind of still not be all the way sure.
Sure.
But it seemed possible that they could get gashed here by a team that plays similar to Baltimore. Like, I thought it was possible that would happen yesterday, and it was, you know, 180 degrees from
that. Yeah, that's why I don't want to go too hard at it, you know, Jets are going to Jets type of perspective here, because it's easy to default to that. But they did look like, I don't know, vastly different. They looked good last week is what they looked, especially, I think, on offense. I mean, they gave up, I think, 34 points to Pittsburgh in that loss, but they moved the ball. The quarterback looked more than competent, looked like maybe ready to take a step, but that's been Fields' career. Like, he is a tease. He will give you good weeks. The talent is always there. The athlete is evident when you see him move around on the field, and it's just inconsistent. And I'm most encouraged by the fact that it did not seem like the Jets could really block the Bills. After the job they did keeping Fields relatively clean against Pittsburgh and T.J. Watt, you know, talking about their new tackles, right? The first-round pick from last year, Fashino, and Membo from this year's draft, doing a great job on T.J. Watt, highest-graded offensive lineman, according to PFF, through week one. And they just could not handle the Bills up front. Joey Bosa looked, again, like a force to be reckoned with here. In, you know, it wasn't like there was gobs of snaps. The Jets didn't do much on offense, but when they did, the Bills were winning up front. And I want to take that away. I don't think that these tackles the Jets have suddenly are terrible. I think those are good players. I think the Bills just did a very good job up front, and, you know, went to school on what they needed to learn from how badly they got outplayed up front, especially at the tackle position on defense last week against Baltimore. You know, we knew the Jets weren't Baltimore, but again, style-wise, you Baltimore light. Athletic running quarterback, good, very good to great running back, and what looks like a promising young offensive line, at least at the tackle positions, and they just could not hold up at all in this game. So, you know, credit to the Bills, but it was not quite a first-round knockout, but it was pretty close to that. I mean, they were the better team. They looked like the better team almost immediately, and they were.
And so two games up on the Jets, two games up on the Chiefs as well here in the early season. That's fun. New England at 1-1, Miami at 0-2, and Miami is in on Thursday night. Am I the only person that, when thinking about Miami coming in here now, thought of Ken Hitchcock with the Flyers when the 06-07 season started and the Sabres were just sort of rolling, I mean, to put it mildly, early in the season, and the Flyers, who the Sabres had exposed for looking old and past their good days the year before in the playoffs, showed up, and Buffalo won that game, I think, 10-1.
And everybody got fired.
And Hitchcock was, you know, he got the ride home, I guess, but that was it. He coached, I had to qualify it with Flyers, because he coached for a long time after that.
Yeah, he did.
In the league, and probably did a lot more winning than we have.
I did not myself think of that, but I like it as a comparison.
McDaniel had better, they'd better be on point.
They, yeah.
Like, 0-2, they just look so, I saw the end of that game after the Bills game was over here as postgame started, and just like McDaniel's always looking down at the field and no good energy at all with Miami. Mm-hmm. They could have won, but New England gets them, so that's next. The line went from 8.5 to 12.5 today. Man. If it's even stopped.
Right.
Like, nobody is going to be on Miami here, which is a little bit, you know, unsettling in
sure,
and of itself.
Sure, can be, yeah.
I mean, you talked about the Jets not being able to block the Bills when they had the ball. Also, I mean, that went both ways. Really, you have a game, an unusual game for Allen where he doesn't produce a touchdown either on his, you know, legs or with a touchdown pass. But Cook, I forgot to look. I mean, what did he even average yards before contact per play? Just like every play seemed like he was down the field before he even got touched. And I think fans think of the line as good, if not great. But I thought on the right side yesterday, Torrence and Spencer Brown, it was just a total mismatch. And Cook was able to, I mean, you didn't have any negative plays, right? Like, he was just able to fall down for 5 yards on a running play. And then he broke the one, which was a great run.
Yep.
And when you can do that, no matter, this was, when you can do that, you'll almost never lose. Unless it goes, it's the same thing on the other sideline. But this was the game. So for all the years of, this goes back, you know, before Josh Allen. For all the years you watch football, and it just becomes more and more obvious that you have to have the elite quarterback to have a chance of winning. This was a game, this was a rare Bills game where I don't think it mattered who the quarterback was for them. Like, it was just so easy up front. And the Jets, I mean, Fields threw for 27 yards. That's like one good play. Just nothing was happening on the other side at all.
I think Trubisky threw for more yards.
He did.
On one completion.
He did. 32. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was.
That was one where, like, you know, not that you're hoping for this at all, far from it, but you kind of want to see, like, what happens if the Bills get adversity. And, okay, well, here's Josh Allen running off the field, and that's not what we're used to. And Allen was like, after the game, I probably could have or should have just stayed down to give Trubisky a chance to warm up. But, you know, I'm bleeding, and
that's right.
Like,
yeah.
My instinct is to get to the sideline, get help. And so Trubisky goes right in, and it's like not even an easy throw.
Third and seven, you're right. Again, Sauce Gardner in coverage, and just laid it right out there.
To Palmer.
Yeah.
So a lot of the, I don't know how much I would say there really was. The story after week one was the comeback. But whatever restlessness there was in the air about the defense and the team overall. I mean, it's the Jets, and you can disparage them, but the Bills won so easily. It's like a few years ago when we were debating close games all the time. What are they supposed to do? Do you want them to take bad teams into close games so they can win more of their share of close games?
Be more battle-tested or something? Right.
No, you don't want that. You want them to hammer them.
Right.
That's what the best teams would do.
Yeah.
And that's what happened here.
And they did that without, you know, Ed Oliver and Taron Johnson.
Right.
So it turns out, I mean, those are two of your best defenders. I mean, I don't want to, at least, you know, generally speaking, I don't know, rank them all, but like coming off week one, Oliver was their best defensive player in the win over Baltimore. And Johnson is a very valuable part of that defense. And yeah, they didn't even really miss a beat. The kid stepped in and did a good job. And the Jets just could not, they just couldn't handle them. They just could not do anything up front to get the ground game going. They could not protect Fields. It was, it was almost masterful and boring, kind of.
It was so boring.
It's just, we're better than you. just,
this was close to a non-event, this game. This was not a game we'll remember for anything. Except Allen's bloody nose.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe
that's right. Yeah.
Maybe, but the Jets, I mean, just come on. It's a joke. Well, it's what we probably mostly expected so far in the AFC East. The Bills are minus 1,100 after two games to win the AFC East after being minus 250 before the season. And that made them the biggest favorite in the league for their division. We talked to Sam Panayotovich every Friday, and he always recommend the same bet. Put the Bills winning the AFC East with other things, just other kind of futures bets, so you can feel like you might be getting good value from them. And now, minus 1,100, I mean, that's more than quadrupled. Right. And they almost lost the opener, and it's still that. Miami's a no-show. The Jets looked like week one was a fluke. And what New England did was beat Miami. I still think New England is worth considering as, like, maybe good. Maybe the Raiders are good. And they lose a close game to the Raiders. And yeah. I don't know. Like, they haven't been an embarrassment or anything so far. But their chances of winning the AFC East are very long. So you've got that. You've got the win over the Ravens. And Baltimore is 1-1. So a game and a half, if you will, back in, you know, the race for seedings. And now Kansas City is 0-2.
And the Bengals are 2-0, but they lost their quarterback.
That's right.
So we'll see. You know, Browning certainly did well enough yesterday getting that win and had a winning record the last time he had to play extensively, which he obviously will have to be doing now. Burrow, the talk is, right, 3 months at least. So you're talking about Thanksgiving, maybe.
Christmas.
For Burrow to be back. So, yeah, it's going to be a stretch there. And, yeah, the conference looks there for the taking, which is great news. You know, we're 2 weeks in and nobody's ahead of them.
I thought I'm you know, wanting to find what's interesting, you know, who might be, is it going to be just nobody? Teams don't usually waltz to the top seed. Is it going to be like that or what? And I thought Pittsburgh was interesting last week, pushed by the Jets, but you just get, you get twice as much information here. And maybe the Jets are that bad, and maybe Pittsburgh is just as bad. They lose to Seattle. Do you want to talk about the Colts at some point? They're the first team in NFL history to not have punted in their first two games, Indianapolis. And they steal that win. But they look like they might be interesting.
Yeah.
Houston is tonight. Jacksonville doesn't. Jacksonville looks – that's depressing, that one. New coach, but
– yeah.
Lawrence, I mean, how do you lose that game if you're Jacksonville without Burrow? You know, in the lead, right, late, how much easier do you want it? Still, they can't figure out how to win that game.
Right. It's like the Bills knocking Rodgers out of that opener last year or 2 years ago and not finding a way to win the game.
How do you lose?
Right.
But at least that's not a team with sort of a track record of it. And this is, you know, this is.
Right.
Jacksonville is waiting for Trevor Lawrence to ascend and for them to, like, become one of the top teams or, like, at least the B level. And that didn't happen yesterday. I mean, is this going to be, how bad is this for the Bengals? I mean, it's probably bad. The Burrow gets hurt because they can't protect him. And that's not great for Browning. You know, I mean,
right,
he might be talented. I don't know. He's had, like you said, he kind of had moments, but if they can't protect him, then so what? What is there here? What is left here? Kansas City, I don't want to call Kansas City dead, but they don't look good, and they didn't look good last year either. And they still won all those games last year, right, but most of them were close, and you know what tends to happen there. And now, what do you know? They have two games, and they're both one-score losses.
Yeah, I mean, we'll after tonight, we'll be 2 weeks in. The Chargers and Raiders play tonight. One of them, you know, assuming we don't get a tie, is going to be 2-0, along with the Bengals and the Colts and the Bills. But, like, that is not who you're expecting at the top, you know. So it's early. Baltimore blowing out Cleveland like they did, like they're, and they looked very good in week one. They just, you know, fell apart at the end, and the Bills got them. So I still think that looks credible, but I'm not ready to buy Indianapolis at this point.
No.
You know, we'll see as it goes on here. You know, it's possible that the new coach whispers the right things in the quarterback's ear, and, you know, Daniel Jones is, you know, late career, like, third stop rejuvenation candidate. I mean, it can happen. You know, see Geno Smith, but I'm not ready to get there yet. So, I mean, everything 2 weeks in is just falling almost perfectly.
I think Houston is one. They're worth watching tonight. That's a pretty good test tonight with Tampa Bay at home. They have a poor offensive performance in week one, 9 points against the Rams, and maybe they'll just be another team that won't be able to figure it out. I don't know. But if they look good, they're still – they'll be – you know, Indianapolis is 2-0. But if Houston has a good night, they'll probably be that division's favorite. And, you know, maybe people will start talking them up again. This morning, the Colts were – the Colts had passed them for best odds in the AFC South. Well, there it is. I mean, 30-10, nothing much to say. Like, other than there were – concerns about the Bills' defense after week one, and those, I think, mostly went away. I thought this game, I said this a lot yesterday, not only were they superior athletically, and they got the lead, which makes life easier, but it looked like the Jets had nothing the Bills were not expecting. Like, there were, you have a quarterback like that, maybe you can sort of get them running the wrong way like Jackson does, and you can, you know, get going from that. But every time it seemed the Jets, you know, they ran anything, somebody was right there. It was the secondary. Bishop is the only Bills player on defense by far to play every snap. Nobody else even played 80% of the snaps for them. I mean, they used backups
right
by the end of this game. But, you know, it reminded me of Sean McDermott talking about Bishop in the preseason, you know, trying to figure out what they've got. You stay out there.
Right.
And he had a couple of moments. And
he did.
He likes to mix it up, that guy. So you had that. You had Trey White, who best sign there is he was healthy enough
right
to go, and you never thought about his being hurt again.
Right, and he made a play that's not a play that he's really known for at all, but like physical at the line of scrimmage on a run play, Benford in the backfield on whatever that was, an end around or a reverse, whatever. Like he's right there to sniff it out, and good thing he was. If you look back at the highlight of that, like they've got a convoy going down the right side, and there's only like a couple of Bills defenders over there. I mean, it didn't have to be a big play, but it almost, unless the Jets screwed it up, the guy stumbles or something, or some Bill, one of the couple Bills over there makes a huge play, it's probably a big game. But Benford sniffed it out and was in the right spot. So, they got plays from those guys. They got plays from depth, you know. Walker and Sanders did not get exposed in this game. They didn't play a ton, but the rotation was more like normal. You know, it was more, you know, the defensive ends, you know, three of them played the most, but the most I think was like 55%. If I remember what I looked at earlier today, Rousseau and Epinesa and Bosa were all around that kind of number. So they had to rely on the veterans. Again, the score helps a lot too. You know, you get into this game, into the back end of this game, and you can kind of do whatever you want, which is convenient when you got a game coming 4 days later.
Yes. Well, a little bit of a different football Monday for us. Eric Wood is not available, so we will instead bring you Sean McDermott's Monday press conference whenever that goes, and I think that might be scheduled for 3:30, so if he's on time, we should probably get out of here for now. Then Sal will join us after that. We'll talk about yesterday's win. Football Monday on WGR brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at Northwest.com. As we go, you can join us at 803-0550. Thanks for being with us. Head coach Sean McDermott pretty soon here as we continue on Football Monday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog Football Monday. Sean McDermott live from the stadium coming up shortly. What is with these quarterbacks getting hurt the day after games? Or that, of course, is when word comes out. Right. I'm not sure they're getting hurt, you know, going to the stadium today. But J.J. McCarthy, who struggled badly for Minnesota last night against Atlanta, it's now 2 to 4 weeks with an ankle injury that, I don't know, was it in evidence last night? Is it even real? I mean, it went very badly for him. One good quarter. I thought Chris Collinsworth deserves credit for being as like real about McCarthy as he was. Said a couple of different ways. 8 quarters, one good one.
Right.
And, well, you won 14 games, you replaced your quarterback, and your offense is worse.
Go figure. Right.
Go figure.
Yeah.
So McCarthy will miss maybe at least a couple of games for Minnesota. They have Cincinnati. We have Joe Burrow. That's not anything suspicious. That's him getting hurt during his game yesterday. But this was Brock Purdy last week. That wasn't anything we really knew about. And then he was out weeks for San Francisco. And who else today?
Jaden Daniels.
Daniels?
We had since Thursday and just found out today that he's got something that – are they saying for sure it's more like he may miss, I think, is
yeah.
Right. But still, yeah, there was nothing on that. I don't know. I guess if these teams don't need to tell you anything about it when they meet with the media on Friday, they're probably dark until Monday when you play on a Thursday like that, right?
Yeah.
So we've been through that. We went through that in the summer earlier when Trey White got hurt. It was like he got hurt, and then there were days in between, you know, media sessions, and like, well, what's happening with him? Do we know? So, McCarthy, I read like he felt something last night, but he didn't think it was that bad, and then showed up today, and it hurt like hell. So, that's going pretty badly so far for him and them.
Carson Wentz for Minnesota. Here is Sean McDermott.
Ed Oliver will not practice today. Same with Matt Milano. Shaq Thompson will be limited, Taron Johnson and Cam Lewis the same, and then Jordan Hancock will return to full. Before we move on, just want to tell the fans of Bills Mafia who showed up yesterday how much we appreciate them coming out to support us. It was great to see. You could tell a difference when we made plays and you knew who was there. So just outstanding by the fans, and from that we'll move on.
Sean, knowing that Josh was okay in the press conference, and just how is his nose, and might there be any limitations or things that might have cropped up overnight knowing that thing was swelling?
Yeah, his nose didn't get any bigger, I don't think. I think it's always looked good to me. I think it still looks good, so I think we're in a good – should be a good spot.
Sorry, just to clarify that, was his nose broken or just...
Yeah, I don't have any confirmation on that. No. It was just gushing blood, so...
Okay.
What is Camelot's injury?
Yeah, a pec. Yeah.
Do you anticipate that being a longer-term injury?
Don't know yet. Don't know. We'll see.
what are the challenges facing this team on a short turnaround, knowing you might be a little still depleted on defense and just the short week, I guess?
Is yeah. Well, I thought the guys that stepped up last week did a really good job for us, and we'll need more of that this week as well. So that's one of the things I love about our team, and it's been true every year we've been here, is guys step up. You know, coaches do a good job of preparing them, and they have the, you know, the wherewithal, the intangibles to put the time in to be ready to go. I mean, Mitch is a phenomenal example. I'll remember that play probably the rest of my life. Just very rarely do you see a quarterback, you know, with what Josh had to do, and then another one comes in without any warning, really. And you know, I made light of the situation a little bit, like a shift change after the game yesterday. But for Mitch to go grab his helmet, have it ready to go, and go out there, we didn't have to burn a timeout. And then he goes out there and throws a heck of a throw, makes a heck of a throw. That was high level stuff right there.
Bobby mentioned last week he's seen a different level of confidence from Dorian Williams this season, knowledge of the defense, everything that goes into that. Where have you seen improvement from Dorian?
Yeah, I think overall, right, it's knowledge of the defense, understanding the nuances to playing linebacker in the NFL. So I would say those two things for sure. Dorian's always been a you know, go-getter, physical, his work ethic is off the charts, and now you're starting to see some of the fruits of his labor.
After going back and watching the game, I think, you know, Joey made a lot of plays yesterday. You guys talked about it a little bit afterwards, but now that you've had a chance to watch it through, what have you seen from him, you know, in the small sample size to start the season?
Yeah, you know, it really comes down to, You know, rushing the passer is one thing, but you have to earn the right to rush the passer by playing well on early downs and knowing your assignment and executing and playing physical to get us to those third down situations where you saw him perform at the level he did yesterday. So, you know, I would say I've been just as impressed with that piece as I have with the third down piece. And let's give credit to the other guys that he's playing alongside of, right? It all works together. That's been good to see. And like always, you know what I always say, it's we got to keep going, because that four-man rush is huge.
Coach, the takeaway streak continues for your defense to start the season. Why is that such an important part of your identity?
Yeah, the ball is huge. Fundamentals are huge for us. You know, the game is, when you really break it down, it comes down to fundamentals and the taking care of the football. I thought our offensive line did a great job yesterday when we did put one on the ground covering there in the high red area, I believe it was. That was a big play for us. So it's huge. It really is. I mean, you talk about whether it's these sports, most of them are played with the ball, and that's the key item, right? So we've got to make sure we take care of that thing and continue to play violently in order to take it away.
Last week you talked about the benefits of being in a close game, coming back and overcoming that kind of a deficit. What is it like to have, what are your impressions of a team that was able to respond from that, clean up numerous things that went wrong, and win a game like in that fashion, to be 2-0 the way you've gotten to 2-0 so far?
Yeah, we're building. We're just through 2 weeks at this point. You know, this being a short week, we won't have an opportunity to really practice too much this week. Last week we took the one day because I felt like we needed it and went to a walkthrough kind of scaled down session there. And I think that's just realizing where we're at in the season is important in space and time and what we're trying to build in terms of the foundation, the fundamentals, and the execution piece as well. So continuing to build our identity is going to be important for us.
Sean, I know you recognized Sam Franklin after the game to the media and in the locker room. mean, seven kickoffs that you had, their average drive start was their 29-yard line. How important is that to you and what he is providing?
Right, that's huge. This kickoff play is a new play for the entire league this year, and it's an exciting play. With that comes, an opportunity to make some big plays when we go and cover kicks, and making sure that we put a net around the ball carrier and get off blocks. I think Coach Taves is doing a great job, Coach West, teaching the fundamentals that go with playing well on special teams, in particular in the coverage unit. Had a few punts yesterday as well towards the end of the game. I thought Cam did a good job and did a good job putting that one near the sideline there in the fourth quarter, I believe it was. So still work to be done and work to do, but that's why we're here today, and I'm going to get the most out of today just on a short day as we can here.
How much does Thursday night football affect how much you could rotate in or wanted to rotate in yesterday late in that game?
Yeah, we were aware of it. We were talking about it on the headset. Never want to get ahead of ourselves, but doing the best that we could to try and get as many guys out as we could. Some of it was unavoidable with some of the guys that were still out there due to numbers, game day numbers. But yeah, that also came into play there. So never want to see people score more than we want them to. And so that's from a competitive standpoint that hurts, but it gave us a chance to see some young guys as well, which is good.
Sean, how much did you and Joe go over maybe red zone and third downs offensively today? If there were a couple areas that maybe you'd want to shore up, it might be those two.
Right. We talked after the game because of the shortness of the week. We haven't been able to really hone in and spend as much time together as we normally would. But we talked after the game. In my locker and myself and the coordinator group, and that was right at the off the bat. Joe mentioned opportunities that we didn't take advantage of. When we had a chance to get three, we got zero. We had a chance to get seven. Too many times we came away with three. So that's we left some things out there, and that's an area we have to improve.
Now you have to play the schedule that you're given. But is there a difference in how you approach a Thursday night game early in the season compared to a Thursday night game later in the season? You guys have two this year. Does anything change?
I always believe that's a valid question. I always believe you've got to meet the team where it's at. So, right now is all I can speak for in terms of where our guys are, where our team is, and making sure we're doing right by them as it relates to the rest that they need, how we shape game plans, and just meeting them physically, emotionally, just mentally where they need to be met right now. And then we'll see what comes up later in the year. I couldn't even tell you when that Thursday is, to be honest with you.
Cole Bishop seemed to have a really more apparent game. Yeah. You think that is a steady rise, or are we still kind of riding a roller coaster of youth and experience?
Really impressed with both T-Rap and Cole yesterday. Different look in their eye, way different look in their eye. Very physical, on their assignments, tackled well. Really impressed with their week of preparation. And then that's where it's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands.
or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Started, Steve, and then the play yesterday. So, that's what I like to see.
How do you think your rookie defensive tackles handled a few more snaps?
Yeah, took another step. They did. They took another step, and we needed it. Still work to be done for them and for all of us. But they needed to take that step. And again, their preparation, that's where that began. That's why you put in the work, during the week. It's, you give yourself a chance come the weekend, and that's huge.
Hey, Sean, how frustrated are you for Matt after going through all the summer healthy and then halfway through the second game, and now he's dealing with
injury? No, he's one of our better players, and so we'll see where it goes. I feel bad for him. He works extremely hard. You guys know him. He's here quite a bit, and he puts a lot of time into it, and it means a lot to him.
I probably know the answer to this, but it's going to be a theme, I'm sure, about the discussion talk going into Thursday's game. Buffalo's dominance at home over Miami. I think you're 9-0 at home ever since you got here. Playoffs. Is there anything to that?
No. It's one game, totally separate of the other nine or whatever it's been. I appreciate you asking, though, but yeah, totally separate.
Tre'Davious White getting back in the lineup, he looked pretty sharp. How did it feel to inject him back in after not having him game one?
No, it felt good. I was happy for Trey. He worked extremely hard to get himself back, felt like he was in a good spot to go, and he went out there and played well. So it was good to see. We look forward to seeing how that goes moving forward, and fully confident in Trey. And I thought really the secondary as a whole really played well, played together, connected with those in front of them and in the run and the pass game, which is good to see. All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Sean McDermott live out at the stadium. The Bills have won 9 of 11 now against the Jets. A series that I think, at least I'm certainly guilty of this, I think about and talk about like it's pretty close for what the Bills have been, for what the Jets have been, but these are tougher games. 9 out of 11. Having said that, the Bills have won 13 out of 14 against the Dolphins, including playoffs, and every time I say it, the one loss... They outgained Miami by 285 yards and had the ball for 40 minutes and 40 seconds.
That was the insanely hot game. Yeah.
The game that was played on the sun.
Right.
That's the only loss in 14 against Miami. I mean, this is one. They might never have been a bigger favorite against the Dolphins, at least in this era, if ever. When the Dolphins were brand new in the 60s, maybe. But they're going to be close to a 2-touchdown favorite at home Thursday night. The wheels have maybe fallen off with the Dolphins, and the Bills did a lot yesterday to appease anybody's anxiety over what the opener looked like, at least, for now. And Kansas City lost again. So things are looking good. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Football Monday. Sal coming up top of the hour or shortly thereafter. We'll see what he can do. But we'll talk to him about yesterday's win. Maybe we'll hear from you at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.